Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to the Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolibova, an alignment women's coach who guides women to intuitively connect with their inner vision so they can experience personal and professional magnetism and become unapologetically abundant. My mission is to empower visionaries who are on the path to embody their fullest self-expression, to soulfully expand into a quantum leap in all dimensions of their lives. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, purpose, and even bigger impact in this world. No more hiding, no more playing it small. It's time to step up and uplevel your life now. Hello, hello, beautiful, abundant soul. I am so excited for another short episode on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I am your host, Petia Kolibova, and today is going to be diving even deeper into abundance and abundance mindset. When I started my first business 7 years ago, you could not even picture or tell me how and where I would be really 7 years later. It is incredible when we can look at the journey. And I believe that Steve Jobs said it, that we cannot connect the dots moving forward, looking forward, but looking backward. And now looking back, so many things make sense. Who did I work with as a client, as a mentor? What did I needed to learn? What did I needed to do? Who did I need to become along my journey? How I had to really learn to own my worth? Because sometimes we say we want to own our worth, but I feel like we as the beings, human beings, we are truly priceless. What we get to learn to own, it's worth of our work, worth of our services. What are we doing in the world? And I remember as I was transitioning, and this is just happening right now as I'm speaking about it, I'm transitioning as again, how I lead my business, who I'm calling in, how I work, with who I work. And I have such an immense gratitude for all of my past clients, for all the women that I got to work with on my retreats, in person, online. It's so beautiful. And I feel like what really, really, really lights me up now is working with business owners. And listen, it took me years to truly own that I'm a business coach. My clients, when they were introducing me someone, they always say like, oh, Petia, she's my business coach. I never saw myself as a business coach because I used to have this limiting belief in my mind like, oh, business coach is a person who loves structure and loves things perfect and loves spreadsheets and loves just things that are like perfect and just so many limiting beliefs that I put on myself. So I was afraid to call myself business coach. However, that's what I was doing. 9 out of 10 women who come to me to work with me, they wanted to have a business or they have a business and they wanted to take it to the next level. So when I was looking at my business when I got pregnant, because I knew that I want to create spaciousness for myself as a mama, I knew that, listen, I used to work only 2 to 3 days a week anyway. Before that, sometimes I would be doing workshops or retreats and travel for business and things like that. And I knew that when the baby comes, I won't be doing in-person retreats. I won't be doing VIP weekends that I used to do with my clients. So I really had to shift and look at what do I want then? How I want to be in my life? How I want to be in my business? How can I create more space? And I really ask myself, what is a heaven yes for me? What is moving me? What is exciting me? And I realized that the clients that really excited me the most to work with were clients who were having a businesses, who I was helping to expand, to take them to the next level. Like I am the coach to take you to the next level of abundance in your life. But overall, it is not just, hey, let's make more money together. It was truly about their health, their relationship, their freedom, their mindset, their healing, their family, all of the aspects of abundance got richer. And that it really excited me because I knew that the women who are coming to me, they want to work with me, they want to be helping other people, most likely other women, whether there were coaches, teachers, therapists, I had even lawyers and doctors, I had meditation teacher, psychic mediums, women who knew they want to be helping others make a world a better place. They came to me and we created more spaciousness, helped them with their programs, monetizing their gifts without sacrificing time with their family, without sacrificing the time for themselves and really being who they want to be. And so with this transition, I got in my head and honestly, I was facing imposter syndrome because the thing is that no matter where you are, when you're choosing next level or the next thing, sometimes you will still get in your head and you will be asking yourself, can I really do that? And that's when I was talking about this transition with my mentor, how I truly desired to work with women entrepreneurs and also mamas, because I became one and I had a couple of women who hired me who are mamas who wanted to help with their life in their pregnancies when they already have the babies to be established a business and establish how their business is going to look like when their family will be growing or they already had little babies. I'm like, this is so exciting, but why would somebody who already has a business who maybe even makes more money than me hire me? That's when my mentor asked me this absolutely magical question. You get to ask yourself, why would someone making five times the money hire me? And it was amazing for me. It was mind-boggling for me when I sat down and started to write. Because when she asked me, I was like, well, I don't know. If they have more money, why they would hire me, right? But then I sat down and I started to write and write and write. And on my show notes, of course, I did my notes on the show notes. But I started to write and I realized, wow, there is so much I can offer as a business mentor, as a life coach, as a guide, as a healer. And that really expanded my heart. And that's when I started to call in the clients who are so much fun to say yes to work with. They were full body yes. They paid in full. They came. They scheduled their calls right away. They started to show up powerfully. And it is so beautiful. And this is what I want you to ask yourself. When you want to go to the next level, how can you believe in yourself even more? Because why would somebody making five times the money hire you? When I ask myself those questions, I realize I am an amazing business mentor. I am an amazing safe space for them to talk about anything and everything that is happening in their life, in their business, because it's truly holistic approach to looking at where we are and the results that I have created for myself. I am embodying them. I am embodying the magnetic mama. I am embodying the mentor. I am embodying the money maker. I am the embodiment of what I teach. Can everybody say that? Probably not. However, when you're hiring someone, when you want someone to support you, you get to really look at that they're embodying the values, one, they're teaching, and two, that really align with you. So ask yourself these questions and ask yourself, why would someone making more money than you, five times the money, 10 times the money, hire you? Because when I did, that's when I started to call in the clients who didn't have to wait, who didn't have to ponder, who didn't have to say like, oh, I wish I could, but I can't because I cannot afford to work with you. I started to call in clients who were like, yeah, this is no brainer. I want to work with you. Let's do it. When can we start? And so own it first. Own your gifts, own your value, and you will see how this will translate into calling in the clients who can truly and easily work with you now.